heard that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control.
Aren't you glad that He does have it in control this morning? Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord again today? How many of you enjoyed service here last night? Word of the Lord, Brother David, he just blessed our heart last night. I'm glad we've got a comforter that the world knows nothing about. Not that they don't know about, I wish they did, but they don't have a clue how to get that comfort that we've got. We ought to be so thankful this morning. God has been so good to us, so mindful of us. Do you love Him better than everything in this world today? Are you glad you're a Christian? Are you glad He woke you up this morning? Give Him a big hand clap of praise if you love Him today. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that one more time before we do. Why don't you shake hands with somebody around you? Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in the house of God today. What a privilege it is to be in church. Play that, guys, if you will. Brother Daniel, if you get ready this morning to lead us to the Lord in prayer, if you just stand with me, we only got about 4 or 5 prayer requests this morning. Brother Baker wants us to remember him in prayer. He's going to be having hernia surgery tomorrow at 9:20 a.m. at Franklin Woods. He wants us to remember him in our prayer. So let's remember Brother Baker tomorrow. Brother Phil and Sister Cheryl Goulds, says that Luke Gould's friend, Darren Simmerly, was severely burned last night and was airlifted to Vanderbilt Hospital. We'll remember that prayer request. Ben's co-worker's daughter is at the point of death due to an aneurysm. And her mother, Patty, suffered a heart attack last night, is in the intensive care unit. Please keep these desperate needs on your heart, so we certainly remember these needs as we pray today. Sister Sue Miller says an unspoken prayer request for family members that really needs God's touch. Let's remember that today. I want to pray for Brother Dowell's daughter, Brooke Turner, that all of her tests tomorrow come back normal. Let's remember her as we pray. Please remember Sister Victoria Thomas's aunt, Debbie Maynor, and family. Her son was killed in a car wreck, so let's remember that need tonight or this morning as we pray that the Lord would just be mindful of them. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have a need this morning, all those that are traveling on the highways, let's just pray for God's mercy and safety for those folks as well. We appreciate God and what He's done for us and what He means to us. Brother Daniel, God bless you as you come this morning to lead us to the Lord in prayer.
And God's good to us, isn't He? Amen. Because He is in control is why I'm in a comfort zone. Because I know that God is all in His hands. I was reading something I thought it could go on good with the our nation. 4th of July, there was a Frenchman that came to visit America in 1831. He said, "I sought for the greatness of the United States in her great harbors, her ample rivers, her fertile fields, and boundless forests. And it was not there. I sought for it in her rich mines, her vast world's commodities, her public school systems, and institutions of higher learning, and it was not there. I looked for her in a Democratic Congress, and in a matchless constitution, and it was not there. Not until I went into the churches of America and hear her pulpit flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her great power. America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, God, America will cease to be great." And this man wrote this in 1831. And you know, the psalmist David put it like this in Psalms 9 and 17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget about God." We are great because God made us great. And if we forget about God, then He's going to turn His back upon us. Amen. He's the one that we need to be looking to today. Let's take these needs to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, oh, how I thank You for this opportunity to be in this service today, Lord. Thank You for the service that I was in last night. Thank You for Brother David ministering unto us. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for every blessing that You bestow upon us, knowing, God, that many times we are not worthy of them. But God, we are great because we look unto You. Heavenly Father, we bring our petitions, our requests before You today. God, You hear each one of them. The one that was burnt, God, we pray that You'll touch them. The one that was in the car wreck or got hit by the car the other night, God, we pray that You'll be with them. And God, each one of them that was mentioned here this morning, even though I can't remember them, God, I know that You know them. And God, I pray that You'll move with these people. May Your hand go forth to touch them. And God, we pray that You'll anoint this service today. Help us, oh God, to lay aside every thought that is not like You. And God, we pray for our pastor, Brother Donnie, wherever he is, God, that You'll be with him and bless him. And Brother Daryl, Brother David, Salon, God, different ones, I pray that You'll just keep Your hand upon them. God, we pray now that You'll take this service, that You'll bless it. Be with those over the internet. God, we pray that You'll heal them, save them, and deliver them. And we'll give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here today, we certainly want to welcome you to the service. Glad to have you. All those that are streaming, we pray this service will be a blessing to those folks as well. A couple of announcements real quickly. At the pavilion this afternoon, about 6 o'clock, they're going to be having a gathering. All is invited. Sisters, if you would bring a dessert, see Sister Rachel Hamblin if you have any questions. And there'll be some activities to follow later on in the evening. I think they have some fireworks they're going to put on for the kids. So all of you are invited to be there for that tonight. Also, the blood drive that'll be taking place here in August. we need to get really participate in this. I looked at the sign-up sheet. As of right now, there's two names on it. So let's participate. If you're able and willing and can, you need to do that, okay? Just remember that. That's coming in August. The sign-up sheet is over in the library. Let's sing. We're gonna have a lot to get done this morning, but we're looking forward to the preaching of the Word of the Lord, just what God would have for us. This is the best place you're gonna be all day. So let's enjoy it if we can, all right? How many of you are going to help us sing this morning? Oh, Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter.
The demon spirits that rise against me. Many there be which say of my soul,
oh yes, Lord,
there is no help for you in God. I cried unto spirit may rise up against me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of demons that encamp themselves against me.
A shield for me. You're the glory and
Amen. As long as we regard Him in our ways, God will be on our side. As Brother Daniel said a few minutes ago, what a privileged people we are to live in the times that we're living and have a hope in this glorious gospel. It's such a precious time to be a Christian. I'm proud to be a Christian. Not proud of myself at times, but I'm proud to be identified as a son of God. Are you proud of that? Sons and daughters of God, you ought to be so thankful for what He's done for you. Give Him one more hand clap of praise if you love Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing this little chorus. Brother Justin, if you come onto the platform. Brother Brandon, if you come onto the platform. And Brother Mike, if you come onto the platform. Not going to sing a trio, but you'll be singing one right after the other. We're going to enjoy these brothers. Brother David let the cat out of the bag last night on you, Brother Mike, that you are a singer. We didn't know that until just a few minutes, or actually until last night. So you just might as well get ready is all I can tell you. You're looking forward to hearing the singers this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this little chorus as they get ready to sing this morning. I'm amazed that you love me. When I think about my life, and I don't even like to think about things behind me, I like to look forward to the things that's in front of me. How about you? We've all got things that we'd give anything in the world if we could go back and undo. But that's behind us. We're looking ahead today. Are you glad you're looking ahead? Somebody say praise the Lord. I'm amazed that you love me. I'm so amazed how you care. Through your precious blood I found pardon, and my sins are washed. They're all washed away. All my sins are washed away. I want you to sing it like you believe. Say praise the Lord. You can be seated this morning.
It's wrong to say I love you, then I'm guilty. And if it's crazy to say I need you, then I'm insane. And if it's losing to live without you, then I've got more than the whole world to gain. 'Cause I'll never let you go. I'll only let you know soothing over the pain. You're the sunshine after the rain. You're the music to love's sweetest refrain. You're all I need, and I'll never, never let you go. I'll only let you know you're why I'm living, so you're all I need. You're the soothing over the pain, and you're the sunshine after the rain. You're the music to love's sweetest refrain. You're all I need. You're the soothing over the pain, and you're the sunshine after the rain. You're the music to love's sweetest refrain. You're all I
precious wife,
from the beginning of time, you were always mine. Nothing can take
them was real singers. Wasn't that beautiful? Good to be with you this morning. Good to be with the Lord too. Be here with you. Brother Homer says hello. It's good to be with friends. Brother Harry asked me what key and I said, I'm ashamed to tell you, I don't even know. So you just have to find me. Thank the Lord this morning. Well, I was just a child when I felt the Savior's leading. I was drawn to what I could not understand. But for the cause of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what He'd have me be is who I am. As I've come to see the weaker side of me, I realize His grace is what I'll need. When sin demanded justice for my soul, oh, mercy said no. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. For God so loved the world that He sent His Son to save us. From the cross He built a bridge to set us free. Oh, but deep within our hearts, there is still a war that rages. And it makes the sacrifice so hard to see. Oh, as midnight fell on crucifixion day, oh, the light of hope seemed oh so far away. As sin demanded justice for my soul, oh, Your mercy said no. I'm not gonna let You go. I'm not gonna let You slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, mercy said no. And now when heaven looks at me, it's through the blood of Jesus, reminding me of one day long ago. Oh, your mercy said no, I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. Oh, you don't have to be afraid. No, mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no.
Glory! Amen. Ain't you glad mercy said no? I'm not going to let him go. Amen. Appreciate Brother Mike. Appreciate him being able to travel with us. Amen. He's a good fellow to travel with. Amen. Make sure that we're all taken care of and everything. And that's just, you know, wonderful. Amen. Before we get started, I'd just like to read you something while you're standing. This is called Counterterrorism. It says, as latest news reports, there are 5 terrorist cell groups that have been operating in many of our churches. They have been identified as been sleeping, been arguing, been fighting, been complaining, and been missing. Their leader, Lucifer, been working, trained these groups to destroy the body of Christ. The plan is to come into the church disguised as Christians and to work within the church to discourage, disrupt, and destroy. However, there has been reports of a 6th group, a tiny cell known by the name Been Praying. It's actually the only effective counterterrorism force in the church. Unlike other terrorist cells, the Been Praying team does not blend in with whoever and whatever comes along. Been Praying does whatever is needed to uplift and encourage the body of Christ. We have noticed that the Been Praying cell group has different characteristics than the others. They have been watching, been waiting, been fasting, and been longing for their master, Jesus Christ, to return. No church is exempt. However, you can spot them if you've been looking and been going. Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. Hallelujah.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Judges, the 31st chapter. You love him to this morning?
Amen.
We appreciate him. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know, we watched, you know, every now and then we see how he does that and everything. So, amen. So we just appreciate Brother Luke. Appreciate each and every one of you. Amen. Brother Gary, see him. Amen. It's good to be, you know, feel at home now, Brother Mike. Amen. Judges, the 31st, the 3rd chapter, and then we'll be coming from 2 Kings, the 7th chapter. You love him?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Appreciate the Lord. I tell you what, we appreciate our pastor too, Brother Homer. You know, he just, there's nobody like him. Amen. Amen. One time, you know, he does things and, you know, he kind of, you know, gets your attention every now and then. And you can't be down. If you get down, come see Brother Homer. Amen. And so one time he was preaching and he came right down, got right down where I was sitting, Brother Harry. And he said, Gedman, wake up. I wasn't asleep, but it woke the others up that were asleep. After church, everybody asked me, said, hey, was you asleep? I go, no, I wasn't asleep. Amen. Judges chapter 3, verse 31. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. Then over in 2 Kings, the 7th chapter and the 3rd verse, we want to read. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 3. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you this morning, Lord.
Father, we appreciate you waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right mind, Father, being able once again to come down to your house and worship with, Lord, people of like precious faith, Lord, till we could preach and sing, and Lord, the songs of Zion, and just talk about you, Father, from the dictates of our heart, Lord. We appreciate that, Father. Well, we still live in a country where we can do that, but Father, Lord, I believe, Lord, that we're slowly fading out, Father. But Lord Jesus, you're going to have a people that's going to stand, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you just help us this morning, Lord. Let us yield ourselves to you this morning, Father. You just move the vessel aside and you do the speaking, Lord. Lord, I believe the word's already anointed. Just anoint lips to speak it, Lord. Anoint hearts and ears to receive it, Father. Lord, let me say those things which you would have for me to say. Refrain from those things that you would not have me to say, Father. Lord, anoint the hearts and ears of the listeners that may be able to receive, Father. I have no way of knowing what they have need of, Father. But Lord, you do, Father. And Lord, you can move me from my notes and speak to one person, Father, and it'd be worth it all. So, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you'd help us this morning, Father, as we endeavor to try to bless your people, Father, when we leave this building this morning, Lord, this afternoon, may we say like they did on the road to Emmaus, and did not our hearts burn within us as you talk with us along the way. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. From these scriptures, I like to take for a little thought, enough is enough. And for a theme, I got a theme, sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. Amen. So I got some statements that the prophet of God, I got them printed out here and just want to, I believe these statements, you know, and these quotes and everything, I believe it's still, when I listen to a tape, I get out of it with just the same thing as them people that were sitting there in that congregation when Brother Brown spoke it. I still believe it's anointed, amen? It's anointed word, amen? I still believe it. You know, it's just like that guy when that in the army and he had died and they threw his body over there on the bones of Elisha and he came back to life. Them bones that still had that spirit. It wasn't Elisha, but it was the God of Elisha. Amen. It ain't the prophet or whatever, but it's that God of that prophet. Amen. And many, I believe we have an up-to-date message. Amen. It's good for every, whatever you're going through, it's good for you. Amen. So enough is enough, and sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so we read here where it said, and after him was Shamgar. Not much about him, you know, just a, you know, he probably a nobody, was a farmer and everything, but I believe he had enough. Amen. When he seen year after year, Brother Amos, the Philistines coming in and stealing his crop. And so one day, he got enough backbone about him to where he could say, enough is enough. Amen. And I wonder if that's what we don't need this morning, is a little backbone about us. Amen. Because when I come to the house of God, I, a lot of people come in sometimes defeated and they leave defeated. But you don't have to leave that way this morning. Amen. You can leave with a victory. Amen. And you can look the devil in the face this morning and say, devil, enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm going to claim what rightly is mine. Amen. Amen. I believe there's something better for a believer. Amen. We don't have to come to church and just hear a few good songs, hear a few good specials, and hear a good sermon and go home and that's it. But I believe there's more to it than that. Amen. Whatever you have need of this morning, I believe if you'll claim it, you can have it. Amen. Amen. Whatever you have need of, we can rightfully claim what is ours. So I want to claim what is mine. Brother Brown said, how foolish would it be for a fish, a little fish, to say, I better not drink too much of this ocean. I may exhaust this great ocean. He said, that would be foolish. Amen. What about me and you? We said, well, I don't know about me. I don't want to receive. I may exhaust the great fountain of God. You can never exhaust the great fountain of God. Amen. So I want to claim what is mine. Now let's look at this for a moment. Here's what Brother Branham said about Shamgar. He said Shamgar didn't have no sword. He didn't know nothing about it. And if he had one, he didn't have a shield, but if he had a shield, he wouldn't know how to use it. But he reached up and got an ox goad. That's no stick that's got a brass lump on the end of it. They beat the ox through the corral with it, and he jumped out of the window out there in the middle of the road against 600 armed Philistines and killed every one of them. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Can you imagine? I can see him looking. Amen. And year after year, they would come in. every one of them, every one of them Philistines, year after year. But this time, he got sick and tired. He said, enough is enough. I'm going to claim what is mine. I planted these crops. They're mine. And I'm going to claim them. I'm tired of the Philistines coming in and taking what I've got. Ain't you kind of tired this morning of coming into the house of God and getting something from God and going outside the church and have the devil steal it from you? Amen. Hallelujah. Son, we say, I've had enough. Again, he says, old Shamgar stood there and his righteous indignation got up. Oh, my. I believe that's what we need to have. Have our righteous indignation get up. Amen. Hey, when I see the things going on around the land, and I hear this, and I see this, and I hear this, and this one quitting, my righteous indignation gets kind of stirred up. Amen. He said, and here they was, Trump, big heavy armor. What did he do? He said, I'm a Israelite. I've been circumcised. In other words, receive the Holy Ghost. I'm not a warrior. I'm not a fighter. And there's nothing I can do. Only I know one thing, that God's with me. Hallelujah. That's what I know this morning. Amen. I may not know much about anything. I might not know how to dot every I and cross every T, but all I know is God's with me. Amen. God's with me. God's with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He said, that's all I know. He reached up on the mantle. Got that ox goad. Amen. He explains it again. He jumped out there under the power of the Holy Ghost, knowing that he knew he had the right. Amen. And slew 600 Philistines. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Knew he had the right. Hey, well, I got a right this morning. Amen. By the power of the Holy Ghost, the prophet of God said, on restoration of the bride tree, me and you have a right as God's children, as God's sons and daughters, to send out the agent, the Holy Ghost, and claim healing that God has took from our loved ones. Claim salvation. Claim deliverance. Me and you have a right this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, that's right. Brother, he was God's witness. If God had let Moses, if God had let the rest of them, he was the Israelite just the same as they were. That's right. And mister, you sitting in the wheelchair, you in the cot, you here or back yonder, wherever you are, if you're born of the Spirit of God, you just got much as right to race from that chair and wheel cart tonight as any other man has. Now this morning, you may not be in a wheelchair physically, but maybe you be in a wheelchair of discouragement. Maybe you're in a wheelchair of doubt. Amen. But my God is a dissolver of all doubts. Amen. Amen. You might say, I don't understand this message. I got a doubt. Why don't you just give it to God? Because he's a dissolver of all doubts. You got a right to get up off that chair of discouragement. You got a right.
Amen.
Whew. Man, you're letting down on a cot. Amen. He just got the blues. Amen. But you got a right to claim what God's got for you. Amen. He said, you're born again. He said, get a little grit about you. Whew. Amen. That's what I want then. Amen. Get a little, amen. Not John Wayne's true grit, but the true grit that comes from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, get a little grit about you. Stand up. And Jesus Christ standing here in his word, proving what he is, showing signs and wonders, miracles of his resurrection. What more do we want? Amen. He said, oh, I love him. Don't think I'm excited. I'm not. Amen. Amen. Somebody wants to, my. Like he said many times, I feel religious. I don't believe he said it like that. I believe he backed up, threw them arms back and said, my, I feel religious right now. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just something about that prophet. When he says those things, it's just a certain sound to me. Amen. Brother Jim Babb, I was going out on a little evangelistic tour last summer. My wife had stayed at home, and so we went out there and we rented a car and we went out towards New Mexico and back through Texas and Oklahoma. And so anyway, I was playing them MP3s just as fast as I could pop them in there. And so I said, man, you ain't kind of sleepy. Maybe I'll just turn on the radio, see what's going on. So I turned on the radio. One guy was reading out the book of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I said, man, that's going to put me to sleep. So I said, I switched stations, and this guy was going, my God said that if you come to him, I said, man, that's making me nervous. Amen. So I popped in another MP3, and it said, good evening, friends. I said, my, that's a certain sound. Amen. Nobody could say it like he could. Amen. I don't care about Joel Osteen or whatever they may try to say it. Amen. Oh, he smiles and preaches you a prosperity message. He don't care nothing about your soul. Amen. Oh my. Oh my. So don't think I'm excited. He said, I'm not. I know right where I'm at. Amen. I know right where I'm at this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, oh, I love him. Amen. Notice, here he was. He slew those Philistines. Sure, he knew where he was standing. He knew all about it. He knew where he knew what he knew, what he could do. He knew what God had promised. And so he wasn't afraid. What has God promised for us today? He promised us the Holy Ghost. Amen. He promised us a change of these old mortal bodies. Amen. So I'm looking for that change any moment. Amen. I'm looking. Amen. I said, God, come and refill my cup this morning. If that's what it takes, give me a recharge, a refilling. Amen. That's what I want. A recharge. Every now and then I feel my battery running low. Amen. And I got to get a recharge. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, Sam Gard got enough of it. He said, I'm convinced that he's God. We got to be first convinced that he's God. And then once we get convinced, we'll get concerned. And once we get concerned, got to get concerned about bringing the promise to pass in our lives. Whew. Amen. He said, I'm concerned with my family. You know what he did? And Brother Brown goes on, tells him what he did. With a stick in his hand. He had not nothing on but just his overalls. It was farming clothes. And here these Philistines were dressed in helmet and armor with spear. And that one little Jew, he never only routed, but he slew. Amen. How did that stick hold up? The first rap it took across a Philistine's head with armor on about like that, that ox goat would went into 50 pieces. But he knocked one way and one the other like that until he knocked a whole bunch of them down and killed them. Why? Because he was convinced. Amen. And he was concerned. Amen. He got convinced. Then he got concerned. I can see him. Amen. Amen. Said he jumped up out of that window. How did the ox go? That's all he had. Can you imagine that old Philistine Martin? Said, my God, what's wrong with him? He's a little retarded. There's something wrong with him. Amen. Look at him. Amen. Said, oh, we can take him easily. What's it? Hey, we come in here year after year and take his crops. This year ain't going to be nothing different. Oh, but they didn't know that, hey, he got convinced and then he got concerned. Amen. And this year was different. He had enough. Enough was enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. What about me and you this morning? Amen. Let's just say, God, I'm sick and tired. A being said, enough is enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you love him this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen again. He said, now Sam Gard can say, I'm the seed of Abraham. How about me and you? Can we say that this morning, that we're the royal seed of Abraham? I got royal blood flowing through my veins. Hallelujah. And if Shamgar could think that, being the natural seed of Abraham, what about tonight? If we are the royal seed of Abraham, glory. Amen. Man, he got excited, didn't he? Amen. Amen. Every now and then I get kind of excited. Amen. Oh my. Since I drunk from that fountain, my feet's not touched the ground. Amen. Every now and then I get a little dance in my step. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Talked to Brother Homer this morning. He said, get a little wild, didn't you, son? Amen. But just something I can't help it every now and then. I'm like Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, I wasn't going to call his name. Wasn't going to mention his name no more. But it's like fire shut up in my bones. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just something about it. Amen. When you see the Word of God and you know that it's real. Amen. He said, how do you know it's real? Because I feel it in my soul. Amen. You know it's real. Hallelujah. That's our comfort, knowing that it's real. Amen. He said, you think I'm crazy? Maybe I am. Leave me alone. He said, I'll feel better this way than I did when I had the other mind. He said, the royal seed of Abraham, the church is a royal seed, promised seed. And if the natural seed could take that much courage, what ought the royal seed do with the fair, with the presence of the Holy Ghost just anointing around us, showing himself? He says, whew, glory. Amen. He said, that was enough. He said, what about us? The royal seed, when we feel the presence of God. Amen. If you're sick this morning, you can be healed. If you're bound this morning, you can be set free. But it's up to you. You have to say, enough is enough. Amen. You're the one. Amen. He said, sure. Shamgar said, I'm a seed of Abraham. As he began to think of it, God told Abraham, I believe it. Amen. That his seed shall possess the enemy's gates. And there they are marching around through my gate. Just reach them that ox go. Enemy marching around your gate. Just get up. Amen. And take that word of the Lord. And take that message of the hour. And say, I claim every promise. Amen. Devil, enough is enough. Amen. Back up, devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, he said, I see him look down at his little old wife, her ragged sleeves about naked. He looked at his little children. Their faces are pale, starved to death. Now these big old husky Philistines come in and take what they have got. They'll sure starve through the winter. It's about like the church today. Brother, pale, anemia. What we need is the courage and the word of God. Stand out there. Let them old robbers come up. Run them away. Amen. The devil's in here. Somebody open the front door. Let's run them out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, look at it. About like us, we sometimes, where's my victory? Where's my deliverance? Amen. Pale and anemia. What we need is another trip to Calvary to get a blood transfusion. Hallelujah. Amen. Now Shamgar said, look here. I know I'm not a warrior. I can't fight. And there's 600 men. What am I going to do? I can see him pace back and forth. He didn't know what to do. About like us. My, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going down to the house of God Sunday morning. Amen. And Brother Donnie may be preaching. Brother Darrell may be preaching. Brother David Styler may be preaching or whoever it is. I don't care, but I'm going down there and I ain't going to let nobody discourage me. Amen. I'm going to raise my hands. Amen. I'm going to praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing the songs of Zion. So get back out of the way, devil. Enough is enough. If you don't like sitting by me, then go find another seat. Because I'm going to praise God. Amen. Can you imagine? I can see them when they thought, hey, every year we do this. That's just the way Satan is. Hey, old brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, young person so-and-so, every service. We do this to them. They'll come in, they'll get happy when the music's playing. Whew. They tell me We shouldn't wait to let some music pump us up. We should bring the pump with us. We should bring the well with us. Amen. The prophet taught us better than that. Amen. They tell me when he preached, souls in prison, they was running over the top of the chairs to get to the altar. What about it? Oh, we got a little lax, hadn't we? Amen. Amen. We don't think we need to repent no more. Well, I'm in the message. Amen. I listen to every tape that's out there. Well, bless your heart, honey. Amen. What good is it doing you though? Amen. Because if you listen to that tape and he said, find you a church home, you'd be somewhere where they're preaching the pure unadulterated truth, not some mechanical device. Alive ministry. Amen. Where God is alive. Amen. And they said, hey, we do this to them every year, but this year was different. Amen. And they routed. Maybe the captain went back with his tail stuck between his legs, said, hey, did you bring in the crops? Did you get old Shamgar? Said, no, sir. Said, what happened? Said, well, he routed this time. Said, something happened. Something got a hold of him. Amen. Just like me, something got a hold of me. Amen. Something I can't explain. All I know is praise God. Something's got a hold of the rain. It makes me live different. Makes me talk different. Makes me shout every now and then. Amen. Makes me love everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to, amen. I'll let put them imps on the run. Let them go back, amen, to the pits of hell. Amen, where they came from. And the devil said, hey, did you get the victory from David? Did you get the victory from Brother Mike? Did you get the victory from Brother? No, sir, something happened. Something's different this time. Amen, they came in with a different attitude. They came to the house of God ready to worship. And they left worshiping. Amen. And not only that, every day in their house, hey, it starts at the house. Amen. And you bring it here. You can't wait till we get here and say, Brother Louis, sing us happy. Brother Donnie, preach us happy. No, I want to bring happy with me. Amen. I want to bring God with me. The Bible says, enter into his courts with praise, his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. Oh, I got something to be thankful for. Amen. You know what that old devil is? He's nothing but a squatter. You know what a squatter is? You know what that means? It says a squatter is one that settles on land without right or title or payment of rent. So look the devil in the face this morning and say, devil, you better back up. You're nothing but a squatter. You don't have no right to be on God's property. So get off. Amen. Oh my. Amen. And brother, we ain't got time. All through schools and around through this way and teach this way and that way. The time's at hand. Rise. Take what is given to you. Let's go. Men and women are dying everywhere. Oh, God help us this morning then. He said men and women are dying everywhere. Hey, we go around. We travel. Some of these other brothers travel more than I do. Amen. And sometimes you don't know what they believe. You tell them, say, do you believe in a prophet? Some raise their hands, some won't. You believe God loves you. Some raise their hands and some don't. So some don't know what they believe in. Amen. But I tell you, I believe like Paul in whom I have. Amen. I'm persuaded, amen, that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, let's get up. He said, men and women are dying everywhere. Maybe not so much physically, but what about spiritually? Amen. You die physically, if you're right with God, it's just a shortcut to glory. Amen. But what about spiritually speaking? You sitting on a pew, dying. The prophet of God said it won't be the preacher's fault. It won't be God's fault, but it'd be your fault because he's gave the remedy. Amen. He said God is going to ask why. Amen. He said he grabbed that ox goat and jumped out there and slew 600 Philistines. Hallelujah. Why? He had the courage to trust God and step out there. What about me and you this morning? Why can't we just get the courage this morning to trust Him and say enough is enough? Amen. I'm going to trust God this morning. I'm going to trust God for my healing, both physical and spiritual. I'm going to trust Him for my deliverance. I'm going to trust Him for my salvation. I'm going to trust Him that He'll come and give me the baptism of the Holy Ghost if I need it. I'm going to trust that He'll come and refill me. Because every now and then we all need a refilling. All need a recharging. Amen. Now, I drove up here with Brother Mike. I didn't see him stop, put gas. But I'm sure and I hope and pray. Because I sure don't want to walk back to, amen, Alabama. Amen. Maybe if I don't, maybe I can just stay around here and catch a ride with Brother Geary. Amen. Amen. But every day he has to stop and get a refilling. Amen. And we've been on a long journey. Amen. And every now and then we have to stop. Amen. And say, God, would you recharge? I feel my battery running low. I feel my spirit running low. And I need a recharge. I need to read. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I walk no more. Amen. Oh, my. He said, oh, my. He said, why? He had the courage to trust God and step out there. Amen. Not till I learn to, not till I learn, go off and learn how to do it. Oh my, God is your teacher. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will back up God's word every time, right? I ain't got time to learn about it. He just jumped out there and knocked down 600 Philistines. His kids stayed healthy that year. Amen. If there was a time that we ought to stand and defy the devil, it's now, my brother. That's right. I want to stand and defy the devil this morning and say, hey, I'm walking upon God's promised word. Amen. Amen. You know, always wanting to take a vote whether we should let homosexuals preach or not or teach Sunday school. Why should we take a vote? The Bible's already voted. Amen. Here they're saying they want the Boy Scouts to renounce it. And I think they are. Amen. And what they gonna call them now? The Queer Scouts? Amen. Amen. You think for a minute. I got 3 grandchildren at home. You think for a minute. I want them out in some pup tent with some homosexual. You got another thing coming. Amen. It's time we take a stand. Amen. I pray, I say, God, let my daughter, let my son-in-law live in such a way where their grandkids will see that there's a real God. Amen. I was studying the other day, just sitting in the living room looking up some things the prophet said. Luke, he's our 6-year-old grandson, pretty smart, can't get nothing over on him sometimes. Amen. So I was sitting there. He said, Papa. I said, what? He said, boy, you're sure into that Brother Branham, ain't you? I said, yes, son. Amen. And I want to be into much God so he can see that too. Amen. I want him to see. Amen. He might not understand it right now, but I want him to realize, hey, my papa means, amen, what he says. Amen. He loves preaching. Amen. He loves seeing. He told me the other day, I was getting dressed. Brother Homer, he called me, asked me to preach. Amen. I was getting dressed. Amen. He come out there. I come out in my bedroom. He said, my papa, you look like you're dressed to preach. I said, well, I'm sure going to try my best. Amen. I want him to see something that's real. Not just going through the motions, but something that's real. Amen. You say, well, you young people might say, well, I just need to do something and get mixed up with the wrong crowd. And then God come by and deliver me so I can have a testimony. Huh? The best testimony you could have is that God kept you from it. Because there's always scars when you get mixed up in a world. There's always scars. But I'd like to see God take a 12, 13-year-old boy or girl and fill them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost down on the inside of the inside and put them out there to serve God so they won't sow any wild oats. Amen. Hallelujah. Not enough. Amen. Now we read in 2 Kings where he said, amen, I believe we got to make the most out of our time, condition that we're in. Amen. This gospel set us apart for a special people. Amen. Now we read in 2 Kings 7:3 where there was four lepers standing at the, sitting at the gate. So the Syrians had them surrounded in. Amen. And there they were. Amen. And inside the city, they were eating one another's children. And they were sitting out there, they were starving to death. And I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden one of them got inspiration, stood to their feet and said, hey, why sit we here till we die? Hey man, if we go into the city, we're going to die. If we stay right here, we're going to die. Let's just take God at His word. Hey man, that's what I want to do this morning. Amen. Is say, God, I'm just, why sit here till I die? That's what you are to say this morning. Hey man, you may be sitting on the pew and you may be dying spiritually. Why don't you look the devil in the face and say, why sit I here till I die? Let me get up and do something about it. Let me get up and do something about my condition. I don't have to sit here and die. I don't have to sit here and die. Amen. Now listen what the prophet said. He said, you lady, laying there in a stretcher, there's the angel of God over you. Yes, you. You were praying, weren't you? I can't heal you, but you can't hide your life. You're in a dying condition. That's true. You know that? Well, look, there was four lepers one time set at the gate of Samaria in the city. They were eating one another's children. The Syrian army had them backed up. They said, why do we sit here? We sit here, we'll die. We go into the city, we'll die. We only got one choice. Let's go down to the camp of the enemy. If they save us, we live. And God rewarded their faith, and they went down to the enemy's camp. You don't have to go to the enemy's camp. Amen. You come before God, a loving Father tonight, who's here to heal you. You're crippled up with arthritis. Maybe we're here this morning, and we're crippled up with doubt. We're crippled up with frustration. Amen. We're crippled up with bad thoughts. Amen. We're crippled up with a bad attitude. You don't have to sit there in that condition. Why sit there till you die? Amen. Why sit there till you die? He said, hey, you don't have to go to the enemy's camp, but you can go come to the Father's house. Hey. Hey, come and go with me to my Father's house. Amen. King Jesus will be there in my Father's house. Healing will be there in my Father's house. Salvation will be there in my Father's house. Whatever you have need of this morning, why don't you claim it? Why do you have to sit there till you die? Why don't you just claim? Say, why sit out here till I die? I'm going to go down to the Father's house. I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. Amen. Amen. Better be careful what I say. Had some kids preaching a few months ago at home church. I said something, so I'll just say it like this. Hush up, devil! I said it pretty. Amen, because I said something else. Amen. I got out. Well, I'll tell you what I said. I just said, shut up, devil. Amen. Amen. And so many times we have people where they want to come in and do all this, do all that. I said, put up or shut. I said, shut up or put up. Amen. Whatever you need to do. Amen. And them little kids caught me outside. And they said, Dave, Brother David, they said, you said a bad word while you was preaching. I said, really? I said, oh my. I said, what'd I say? They said, you said, shut up. Well, sometimes we have to look the devil in the face and say, hush up, shut up, amen. It's time to keep moving. Why sit out here till I die? Amen. Amen. He said, you got heart trouble. Some of us has got heart trouble. Amen. We can't love one another. Amen. Hey, every now and then I live stream Brother Donnie, and he said one time about love, about charity, and so many times we're caught doing something, or we're in the wrong, we want everybody to have mercy upon us. But if somebody else is caught doing wrong, hey, God judge them, amen? What about it? Where's the charity at then? Where's the love at then? Amen. God, I want mercy. Said no, I ain't gonna let him go. Amen. I ain't gonna sit here till I die. He said, do you do that? He said, then I'd rise up, take that chair up in the name of Jesus Christ and go home and be made well. There she is, my sister. Amen. I say this morning then, rise up spiritually. Take your chair that you're sitting in, that chair of discouragement, and go out of here victorious. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Wiping the tears from your eyes, laying here on a bed dying. He said there was three lepers sitting at the gate one time. And they said, why do we sit here till we die? We sit here, we're going to starve to death. In the city, they're eating one another's children. So why sit we here? Let's do something about it. We go to the camp of the enemies, they'll kill us. We'll die anyhow. We're going to die anyhow, but maybe they'll save us. And on the basis of going to enemy's camp, God rewarded them. We don't have to go to the enemy's camp this morning. Amen. Only if we do, we're going to take back what he stole from us. Amen. Oh my, if he stole your joy this morning, take it back. Amen. You take little kids that are playing, like my little grandsons. If they steal a car from one another, that youngest, that middle one, he's 4 years old and Gary likes him. He's all boy. Amen. And he's a thumb sucker. And I hate to admit that, but hey, you asked him, said, take it out. Ain't you supposed to be a cowboy? And he'll stick it back in. No. Amen. Ain't you supposed to be this? He'll say no. But hey, he's brave. He'll go and get some. If Luke takes something from him, he'll go and say, give it back. That's mine. Amen. I believe that's what we need to do to the devil. Amen. He stole your joy. Why don't you reach out and grab it out of the greasy, grimy hands of the devil and say, give it back, devil. That's mine. Joy's mine. The reality of serving God's mine. Give it back. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, listen, I can't heal you, but let me ask you something. He said, there was three lepers one time sat at the gate when Samaria was being besieged by the Syrians. They said, why do we sit here till we die? If we stay here, we're sure to die. We go in the city, we're going to die anyhow because they're eating one another's children in there. But said, what if we go down to the camp of the enemy? They'll kill us. We'll just die anyhow. But if we start, if we're saved alive, we live. God honored that, didn't he? And they were saved and saved. The same tonight. You're sitting here in the same place. Males turned you down. Mrs. Mason Strange, I knew you, who you are. Now, but I want to ask you, they turned you down. There's nothing they can do for you. If you lay there, you'll die. If you go to males, you'll die. You're not asked to go to the enemy's house. You're looking to come to the house of the Father tonight and be healed. Don't you believe with all your heart, then rise up and take that stretcher and walk out of here and go home. Amen. Let me say it like this, not being disrespectful. Brother Donnie can't do nothing for you. Amen. Brother Daryl, I can't do nothing for you, but this word can do something for you. Brother Branham himself can't do nothing for you, but the Holy Ghost is here to do for you what no other power can do. You got any rivers, amen, you think are uncrossable? My God specializes in things thought impossible, and he can do what no other power can do. Amen. What do you got need of this morning? Amen. He said, Strange, I knew you. That's just my God. Hey, I listen to tapes. I hear that prophet. You know, Brother Homer tells me, he said, every now and then, after the message is over, I listen and I hear, especially in the prayer line. And if I'm sick or somebody else or whoever, maybe Sister Margie or maybe my wife or myself or whoever, here, Brother Gary, Brother Mike or one of the other, or maybe some of y'all, you listen to prayer line and God say, hey, you sir, you sitting there, you got a heart condition. Maybe you put yourself in that place. Hey, he's still that same God. And if he did it then, amen, he still does it today. Brother Homer preached a message one time. Amen. Just here about a couple months ago about finding a Bible character. Amen. And they look at that Bible character and that same God that helped that Bible character can help you. You remember when that old woman, that black woman from Memphis, when the prophet walked by there, she said, hello, parson. She said, how'd you know? She said, I've been reading, amen, about the Shunammite woman, and I'm one of them. Amen. I begin to pray, Lord, I'm just like that Shunammite woman. Now, where's your Elijah? Amen. He's still that same God. Hallelujah. Where's that God of Elijah? Amen. He's still that same God. Amen. Hey, he may be in a lion's den spiritually. He's still that same God that Daniel served. He's still that same God the Hebrew children served. He's still that same God that our prophets served. You know, William Branham didn't die in Amarillo, Texas, in a car wreck. No, there was a William Branham that lived many years ago that swore that he killed a cop that killed his dog. There was a William Branham that said he's going to cause a bunch of teenagers were calling them names and making fun of them. Amen. Said he would kill them. But that William Branham died many years ago. And the William Branham that just didn't die but went to sleep was a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, that's what I want to be. Amen. Because if it wasn't for God, where would me and you be at this morning? But I'm so glad that I passed from death into life. I'm glad. That's my comfort. Amen. And I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus this morning. Hey, he's still that same God. Amen. Oh, now listen. He said, now what a chance that was to end me and them lepers. So you're not in that position tonight, but perhaps you sit in these chairs. You got cancer. You eat up with cancer, TB and so forth. There's not a thing on earth you can do about it. Your doctor has done all he can do. Medical science, everything else has done all they can do. And you're sitting there, you're bound to die in that condition. So let's just do something about it. We've got a chance tonight. And that's not go down the enemy's count, but come to your lovely Heavenly Father who's promised to heal you. You're going to die anyhow, so let's come and believe His Word. Amen. I want to come and believe His Word this morning. Amen. And say, God, I may be dying spiritually this morning, but I want to come and believe Your Word that I can get about my pew and walk out of here a new creature in Christ Jesus. Enough is enough. Why sit out here till I die? Amen. He may save you. Not he may, he will, he has. He just only wants you to believe. He had an exercise of little faith. Can you do that? Can you believe tonight for anything? Oh, my brother, sister, if you could only take a hold yonder and say, yes, Lord Jesus, I believe it. If you believe deep enough in your heart, there's not enough devils in the country to keep you from being healed tonight. Amen. If you're here and you're backslid this morning, there's not enough devils in the hell to keep you in that kind of condition. You don't have, hey, you know God don't condemn you for being a sinner. He condemns you for remaining a sinner when He's given you an opportunity not to be one. You don't have to leave here the same that you came in. We either go out of here better or worse. Honestly, better. With a greater desire to live for Him. With a greater zeal to do more for Him than I ever have. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, heavens and earth will pass away, but God's word shall never pass away. Is that right? Now he said, what sort of things you desire? I have to watch over the audience. People are being healed, sitting right here, right along here. And now I'm going from here. Weeks, you'll be hearing the people being healed, saying, well, that just left me. It's happening all over the building right now. It does each night. I see it like that. Amen. Oh, wouldn't it do me good? Amen. To get back home and make Brother Donnie call me and say, Brother David, you didn't know what you was preaching on, but that person right there got delivered. That person right there got delivered. That person got healed. That person got saved. That person got the Holy Ghost. That person received a refilling. It can happen. Amen. But it's up to you. I believe it's too late to give up. Amen. We're on the brink of a miracle. Amen. It's too late to give in. It's too late to throw in the towel. Amen. I'm too far out on my journey to think about turning back now. We got to hold to God's unchanging hand. God's got confidence in His sons and daughters that they'll stand the test. Amen. Like that little woman at the well. Amen. Amen. God began to speak to her at the same time Jesus was saying, I got needs to go by the way of Samaria. Amen. I must come by here. Amen. Oh my. She went back to that well, a sinner, but she went back a saint. Hallelujah. I believe God. Amen. If you're here tonight, or this morning rather, and you need to get a hold of God, I believe you can before this service is over, before the last prayers pray. Amen. I believe He can take a drunk and make a saint of God, make a preacher out of him. He can take a prostitute off a street cleaner up and make a saint of God, a lovely lady out of her. That's just my God. Amen. That's just the way He does it. The woman with the issue of blood. She had enough. Enough is enough. She said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I spent all that I had on every kind of physician. Every time they come by here, I go to this revival. I go to that revival. Why don't you drive your stake down now this morning and say, devil, enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm going home with a victory. I'm going home out of here different. And when I come back Wednesday night, I'm coming back different. And we'll see the power of God. Amen. Whew. Amen. He's just a squatter. Amen. Yeah. My thune was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let me read you some things and then we'll try to close. Listen to what he says. He said, oh my. He said, aren't you tired, mother? Aren't you, sister? Sick and tired of the devil telling me that I can't walk. I can't do this. I can't do this. God bless your heart. All things are possible to them believe. That's it. He said, aren't you tired, mother? Hey, what about you? Hey, man, my brothers, my sisters, my young people this morning, what about you? Aren't you kind of sick and tired of the devil telling you every time you get a blessing, say, well, you'll go home defeated. You'll come back to the house Wednesday night defeated. Hey, man, you'll do this. You can't live what you're talking about. Why don't you tell the devil, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm going to take God at his word. He said, I can have what I claim, and I'm claiming my victory. I'm claiming everything God's got for me. Amen. Again, he says, Sam Gar said, I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not a warrior. The odds is against me. All the odds may be against you this morning. He said, I don't have a fighting chance. Hey, but you got one this morning. Amen. Because if he's for us, who can be against us? Amen. I'm glad that he's for me this morning. Amen. I don't care how many odds. I don't care. Say, well, hey, listen, you had a bad name to begin with. You was born this way. You was born that way. But my God, amen, he died at Calvary. Amen. He settled the sin question once and forever. Amen. He paid the price so that I could be free. I'm so glad he paid that price. Amen. He said, the odds is against me. No matter how much odds is against you, God's for you. If you take his word, he said, there's one thing I know. I'm circumcised. I'm a Philistine. I mean, I'm an Israelite. That is an uncircumcised Philistine. I know that I'm right. I'm a child of God tonight, and I know diseases come from the devil, and I know God promised me victory. Whew. Brother, I wish you felt like I did right now. Yes, sir. I feel awfully good. Look, it's my God-given privilege. Yes, sir. I'm still tonight in America where I can preach it, enjoy it, thank the Lord for it. Amen. That's the way I feel right now. Amen. I like to feel the way I feel when I feel the way I feel right now. Amen. Hallelujah. It's my God-given privilege. I can come in the house of God and enjoy the songs of Zion. I can enjoy those that sing specials. I can enjoy the Word of God and say, preach it, Brother Donnie. Preach it, Brother Homer. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Whew. Amen. You sick and tired? Being sick and tired? Hallelujah. Let me say it like this. Again, he says, listen, I want to confess right here before I go any further. I'm an old-fashioned preacher that's longing to see the old days again. I've seen so much of this impersonation, Hollywood glamorizing the gospel till I'm so sick and tired of it. Yes, sir, I want to see the old fashioned. I'm afraid we're making Christianity too pretty for people. Danger line. Whew. Me and my wife, I forget where we was going. We was traveling somewhere, Brother Mike. But Jim and turn on radio. And I got that satellite radio, that XM, that they got one station. All it is Joel Osteen. So, well, I'll just turn it on there and see what he has to say. He didn't have much for me. But anyway, he was saying, he preached his little message, made them all feel happy. Then after the service was over, he said, now repeat this prayer after me. So he said, now if you repeated that prayer, you're born again. I looked at my wife. I said, what do you think about that? She goes, I doubt it. I said, I do too. Amen. Oh my. He just, you know, smile at them while he's telling them they're all right. Amen. And what's happening? He don't care about their souls. Amen. Or he'd preach. Or he'd call sin, sin. Amen. And he'd tell them to come to church. Amen. And women not to cut their hair and all this. Take the paint off their face. But he's too chicken. Amen. What the prophet of God said, we got too many preachers standing behind the pulpit with instead of a clergy coat, they got some kind of penny waste or something like that. God help us. If it was wrong when the prophet was here, amen, some 50 years ago, it's still wrong today. When did God ever change? Amen. Listen to what he says. He said, but Jehoshaphat, a little more spiritual to put up with the top, that Tommy Rod of clowning. That's right. God, give us some more Jehoshaphats. Sick and tired of this here Hollywood clowning. That's right. Putting on, pretending to be something that they're not. Making out, dramatizing, drawing in. And then when they come in, what you got when he's got in? Like asking a man come swim out in a desert, nothing but basin upon your head to cause sorrows afterwards. Whew. Again, he says, and little old things that old, little old tempers. Now listen to this. This is on enticing spirits. You sick and tired of being sick and tired? Yeah. Listen to what he says. And little old things like old tempers and everything else that keeps you down. Say, God, I don't want that thing no more. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm ready today to discard it. I'm coming now, Lord, and I want to get away from all my selfishness. If my brother doesn't treat me right, I'll pray for him anyhow. If my daddy doesn't treat me right, I'll love him anyhow. If my wife doesn't treat me right or my husband, I'll go about humble before God, Lord. I look only to your kingdom. I want my mind straight. I want my heart full of joys. I want to go about when trouble is really buzzing around me. I still want to stay with my hands up, my heart pure before you, Lord, knowing this, that someday I'll meet you. I want that kind of experience, Lord. Make me that from this day. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Enough is enough. Amen. Couple more, then we'll close. He said, would you be willing? Say, God, I'm going down to the potter's house. I'm sick and tired. I always wanted a consecrated life. And tonight I'm going down to the potter's house to lay my heart down and say, God, break it up all and give me a new heart and spirit. And put your spirit right in the middle of it and let my life run right along according to your word. Make me a Micah this day that I can stand on, thus saith the Lord. And my vision of my life that I live before you, not I, but the spirit in me, lives the life that the Bible requires. That's the way I want to be. Oh God, by your mercy, make me that. Two more. Can I just, two more? Just stand as we read these two. You love them? My, my, my. Oh my. Don't you love the Lord? Amen. Why don't you tell the devil enough is enough? Amen. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm going out of here different. Amen. I'm going out of here with a better attitude. I'm going out of here with a greater desire to live for Him. I'm going out of here, amen, saying, God, here I am this morning. I'm living. God, I don't want these things. Like he said, that old temper that keeps me. God, I don't want that. God, I don't want that. Finally kept Moses out of the promised land. Amen. Oh God, help me this morning, Lord. I don't want that temper. I'm just so sick and tired. I've had enough. Satan, enough is enough. Amen. I want more. Then I just don't want to come to the house of God and hear a few good songs. Hear Brother Harry sing good, play good on the organ and all that, but I want more than that, Lord. I want something that calls me to live this. Amen. Oh, I can preach it. Amen. But what about living it? Paul said, after I preach to others, I myself have to bring this body under subjection unless I become a castaway. God, help me this morning, Lord. I don't want to be a castaway. I don't want to be rejected, Lord. But I want to tell the devil enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. He's just no squatter. That's all he is. Get off, Satan. Get off. Get back. Get off out of here. Go bother somebody else that wants to listen to you. I ain't got time for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen what he says real quick here. Read these two and we'll try to get out of here. Listen, I thought this was real good. Again, on enticing spirits. He said, with our heads bowed just a moment. He said, I wonder if there's someone here this morning would say, Brother Branham, I'm sick and tired of these old things. I got petty things that's hung on me so long. I'm always talking out of turn. My, I'm doing things I shouldn't do. I know it's not becoming to a Christian. Whew. This is 1955. What about it today? It's still just as real as it was when he preached it back in 1955, Brother Harry. He said, forgive me, Lord. I'm always talking out of turn. I'm doing things that ain't becoming to a Christian. Oh, God. What about it? What about it, young people? What about it, moms and dads? Huh? You didn't say enough is enough. I'm sick and tired. So I want more than just come in the house and go, I want you, Lord. He said, I don't want to do that. God knows I don't. And I don't want to listen to that old spirit anymore. It's a thing that kept me down all my life from having real love and freedom in Christ. I want you to pray for me, Brother Brown, that they'll leave me this day. Will you raise your hand? Every head is bowed. God bless you. Oh, my dozen of hands. Little petty things. Little old things that make you talk or some kind of little fussing in the church. Make you take sides with something other like that. Oh, that's ungodly. That's disaccord among brethren. And don't do that. You don't want that. You don't want that. Amen. Amen. And again, that day on Calvary, listen. He said, if there be some here this morning that doesn't know him as Savior and would like to be remembered in closing prayer, and you'd like for him to be, this to be your day at Calvary, would you raise your hands and say, pray for me, Brother Branham? I want to know him as my Savior. He says, God bless you, young fella. Someone else. God bless you, my brother. Back there, would you be someone else? I want to know him. I want this day to be a day at Calvary for me. I'm sick and tired. What's the use of my trifling around here with the very thing I was born to do? He said, I was born to be a son of God. And here I am holding on to the things of the world. God, let me be crucified today. Let me crucify today myself and my ideas that I might live with Christ and live for others. No matter what they do to me, if they make fun of me and persecute me, say all evil against me and things, let me just humbly walk along meek like a lamb, like he did someday. He promised to raise me up again to the last days. I'm looking for that day. Why don't you bow your heads with me? And you're here this morning. Enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Brother Ram said, here, that one we read, he said, I'm tired. This little old temper keeps me down. I keep talking out of turn to do things that ain't becoming to a Christian. What if you're here this morning? You'd like to just slip your hands up and say, pray for me, Brother David. I need enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. Would there be another one? Another one? And then he said on that's at Calvary. He said, let this be your day at Calvary. Listen to what he said again. He said, pray for me. He said, I'm so sick and tired. What's the use of me trifling around here when the very thing I was called to do was be a son? Hey, brothers and sisters, I believe he called each and every one of us to be a son or daughter of God. Why be trifling around the things and doing things wrong when he's called me and you to be a son or daughter of God? Why don't you say, raise your hands and say, Brother David, I want this to be my day at Calvary. Hey, man, I want this day to be my day at Calvary. Hey, man, to where I can come and crucify this old flesh. Crucify this, and I'll walk out of this building. I'll walk out of Happy Valley Church of Jesus Christ better than what I came in. Amen. I walk out here different. Amen. That when Brother Donnie comes back home, he won't recognize me. Amen. What happened to him? Amen. He got a hold of God. He got something. Amen. Something got a... He had his day at Calvary. He had his day at Calvary. And God had his way with him. Amen. What about it? Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, you saw the hands, Lord. You see each and every need, Lord. I don't know what these people have need of, Lord. I just preach what you laid on my heart, Lord. I believe enough is enough, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, help me to have my way at Calvary this morning, Lord. Oh, God, if I just, Lord, sometimes I may have just to kneel down and say, Lord, here I am this morning. Let me die out to the things of the world, Lord. Oh, God, help me, Lord. I need you, Lord Jesus. I need you more than I ever needed you, Lord Jesus. I've been coming to church all my life. Been singing all my life. Been listening to Brother Donnie, Brother Homer, whoever it may be, all my life. And I ain't been no different, Lord. But you created me to be a son. You created me to be a daughter of you, oh God. And I want to have my way at Calvary, Lord. Help me this morning, Lord. Let me die out to everything that's not like you, Lord. Lord, everything that's not like you, Lord. Enough is enough, Lord. I'm sick and tired. Would you come and take it away from me, Lord? This morning. Grant it, Father. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Would you do that this morning, Lord? Enough is enough. Grant it, Lord Jesus. It's my prayer. I'm just saying whatever, Brother Harry, whatever you feel led to. Amen. If you're here this morning, you need prayer, we'd be glad to pray for you. Enough is enough. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're here this morning, you want to need prayer. Maybe you're here and you just want to come and just, you don't have to have me lay hands on you. Maybe you want to just come and kneel and say, God, here I am this morning. I need you, Lord. I need you more than when I see things going on the world and I see all these things happening. Surely, Lord, it can't be much longer. I want to be ready, Lord. I don't want to be left behind. I want to be ready, Lord. We've got something to do. The Bible says the bride has her, his wife has made herself ready. We got preparations to make, Lord. We got to cut ourselves down so that wedding, don't cut the wedding garment so that it fit us, but cut ourselves down so the wedding garment will fit us. Oh God, Lord, if you need to do some cutting on me, would you do it this morning, Lord? Yes, Lord. Cut me down, Lord. Shear me clean, Lord. Take all the bad spirits out of here, Lord, of my life. Take all the rotten attitudes out of my life, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, do it, Father. Sing, brothers. Amen.
This is a new song we're going to try to learn this morning. We'll put it on the screen for you. Did you enjoy the word of the Lord here this morning? Was you challenged by the word of God? Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's see if we can sing this song this Amen. Morning.
Hallelujah. Sometimes it takes a mountain.
Yes.
Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sing that again now. Oh, sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Oh, your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. I've faced a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but please hear my prayers. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert
trust you and believe.
Forgive me, Jesus. I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. But this I will admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, and I'm not ashamed to say.
Sometimes it takes a mountain of love. Sometimes the troubles cease. Sometimes it takes a day.
Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes it takes a desert. The prophet of God said we all need that backside of the desert experience. Amen. That we can get up there from there knowing that we know that we know that we know. Amen. That's what I want. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I rededicate my life to you this morning as a minister, Lord Jesus. God, I reconsecrate my life to you, Lord, this morning, Lord. Oh, God, come and recharge me with your spirit this morning, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me this morning, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bless this little church here, Lord. Brother Donnie, the pastor, Lord. The different ministers, Brother Darrell, Brother David, Lord God. Different ones, the trustees, the deacons, Lord. The ones that play the music, Brother Louie, Lord. God, different ones that lead the singing, lead the worship. Bless each and every one, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Father. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You love him this morning. Amen. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Turn it back to Brother Louie. Amen. Let's just sing it. Amen. You love him this morning.
Amen. Go ahead and start. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Have you enjoyed service today? Amen. Now, I know we don't do this often, but this morning, I want us just to gather around this altar. Real quickly, all of you that can, just make your way forward. Everybody, make your way forward. Just get as close as you can. We don't do this a lot, but how many of you feel like today you'd just like to have a new baptism, a refilling, a recharge of your battery? Would you like to be recharged in the Holy Ghost? Would you really like that? Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? I thought you'd done a great, great job. You give us just what the Lord wanted us to have this morning, Brother David. Do you appreciate the word of the Lord this morning? I want you to take somebody by the hand, if you will. Take somebody by the hand. I want us to have a prayer this morning. I want you to pray for somebody that you know may have a need. Somebody that you may not even realize has a need. I want you to call their name this morning in prayer. I want us to commit each other to the Lord. I want a new dedication in my life today. I want a new recharge in my life today. How many of you feel like you really need it this morning? Do you really feel it? Praise the Lord. Brother Wes Willis, would you come here this morning? Brother Wes, would you come this morning as we have this dedication prayer? Brother David, you just come and lead us in a prayer while we join hands. I want to hold your hand this morning, buddy. I appreciate what you told us this morning. Amen.
You love him?
Amen.
Appreciate him? Oh, yes. Oh, he's the greatest thing. Amen. Oh, my. I just want it to be real. I want to be genuine. Oh, we talk the talk sometimes, but I wonder if we can walk the walk after we talk the talk. It's one thing to talk it. But it's one thing to walk it. But you know what? Oh, there may be a lot of people that just talk and all that. And they might not be able to walk it. But God's got a group of people.
Yes, he does.
That's going to walk that talk.
Yes, Lord.
Amen? I want to be numbered in that group.
Yes, we do, Lord.
I don't care. I may not know a lot of things. And I'm sure I don't. Like I said last night, I may not know how to dot every I, cross every T. But I believe God's real.
Yes, he does.
Let's pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we serve a risen Savior this morning, Lord. And Lord, we love you this morning, Lord. And God, we just humbly gathered around this morning, Lord, holding one another's hands, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, as a group of people, Lord God, Father, I pray, Lord, that you can, Lord, we want to rededicate our lives totally, holy unto you, O God. Reconsecrate our lives totally, dedicated. Lord, would you come, Lord? Would you give us a recharging of your spirit? Would you give us a refilling of the Holy Ghost, Lord God? I pray for Brother Louis this morning, Lord, as I'm holding his hand, Lord God, as a song leader, as a worshiper, Lord God, worship leader. Would you bless him, Lord God, and help him to get up here, Lord God, and let it be come from the depths of his heart as he would worship, Lord, and lead the congregation into worship, Lord God. May his heart be in tune with you, O God. Grant it, Father, every song that would be sung, those that would sing by way of special, Lord God, may their lives be dedicated, Lord God. Those that play the instruments, may their lives be dedicated, Lord God. Those that preach, Lord, may their lives be dedicated, Lord God. Lord, help my life to be dedicated, Lord. Everyone, give us a recharging. Give us a refilling. Lord, take everything away from us that's not like you, O God. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord God, as we rededicate ourselves as a body of believers in this local assembly, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you'd help each and every one that goes here, Lord God, that's streaming by way of the internet, Lord. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord God. May it not just be a talk, Lord, but may we walk
that talk, Lord God. May we walk what we're talking about, Lord. May the reality of them quotes come off them pages and get into our lives that we can live what we're talking about, Lord Jesus. Bless everyone, Lord Jesus. Touch each and every one. Bless Brother Louie. Bless everyone, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. In their efforts to try to win souls, bless them, Lord. In their missionary work, bless them, Lord. Grant it, Lord. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
This is the air I breathe.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus.
Presence.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for Brother Donnie, Lord. Strengthen him in body, Lord. Help him as a pastor, Lord God. Bless him, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Home,
I'm desperate for you.
Grant it, Lord. We love you.
Lord,
we appreciate you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
I'm lost without you.
Yes, Lord. We're lost without you, Lord.
I'm lost without you, Lord. Desperate for you.
Praise your name, Lord.
Praise
your name. Bless your people. Bless your people. Those that are trapped, bless them. Bless them.
Brother Eddie Yonch yesterday, and he's never seen a man in that bad a shape and still be alive. And Eddie had told him, said, my body's dead, but I just can't get out of it. And most of you may not, I don't think he would mind me saying this, the last communion service we had, that was the first communion service that Brother Eddie Yonch had ever participated in 77 years. He asked Brother Kenneth, he said, Brother Jack one, he said, I don't even know what to do. And the reason he wouldn't, because he had a habit of smoking. And he couldn't get delivered of it. But God set him free. God set him free from that. And he was able to come here and take communion service. And it was such a blessing to this congregation that knew the story about it. In 77 years, he had never felt worthy to take communion because of that habit in his life. And I appreciate that in a man that would own up to that. But we want to have a special prayer for him this morning. Brother Amos, why don't you just come this morning, if you would. Take hold of somebody's hand. This prayer is for Brother Eddie Yance. Let's just pray that the will of the Lord would be for our brother. Whatever it is, if it's his time to go, if it's his time to come back here to this congregation, the will of the Lord is what we're asking. Let's just pray this morning.
Amen. Precious Lord Jesus, this morning, Father God, we thank you for your presence in our midst, Lord. We thank you for the hearts that have been rededicated here, Lord Jesus. Father God, Lord, as this prayer request has been presented to us, dear God, Lord Jesus, I think of our dear brother, dear God. I know how many times I walked across this parking lot to come into church, and he and the wife sitting there in the vehicle, Lord, waved to me, Lord Jesus, and then sitting in the back of the church, Lord, his heart just dying to be here, Father God. Lord, putting forth an effort, Lord, when he couldn't hardly breathe, dear God. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for his love for you, dear Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you he has such a love and a desire to be here, to be with God's children, Lord, and that you delivered him them cigarettes, dear God. But now you see my brother, dear God, he's suffering from the effects of his body, of that habit right now, dear God, in his body. His desire is to be here, Father God. Lord Jesus, we believe you can touch him, dear God, and that you can make him perfectly whole. We ask that you strengthen him, dear God. We ask that you help him to breathe, dear God. We ask that your grace might be made manifest, the Lord, upon him, dear God. Help him, dear Jesus, we pray, dear God. Lord, may you lift him up, dear Jesus, this morning. Dear God, knowing he's been suffering a whole lot, dear God. Their hospital bills and so forth piling up, dear Jesus. We just ask it in Jesus Christ's name that you move for our brother, dear God. Lord, he's moved for you. We ask that you move for him, dear Jesus. We just commit him today to you in Jesus Christ's name. We pray and ask it. Amen and amen.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Well, can you say it's been good to be in church? Amen. I hope today will be a new desire in your life that you're going to walk for the Lord with everything you've got. You remember when David, you're going to be leaving right now, in the camp, when David went down to see his brethren, Goliath was out there making all of his big threats. And everybody behind David said, that's a guy that none of us can whip. We haven't got a prayer. But through eyes of David, he said, you know what? That's a target that nobody could miss. How could you miss a guy that big? And he slayed Goliath. May you slay the Goliath in your life today. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? Are you ready to take charge of your life for Jesus Christ? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Brother Harry, lead us in pressing on as you're dismissed today. God bless you. Service Wednesday night. Come back, look into what the Lord would have for us. Let's sing it as we go.
We're gonna keep pressing on. Pressing on. We gotta keep pressing on.